Winfield's definition of negligence is as follows. Negligence as a tort is a breach of a legal duty to take care, which results in damage to the claimant. Contained within this definition are three key elements which must always be established for a successful action in negligence. These elements are studied separately. However, you should be aware that they are not always neatly self-contained. You will notice that often during Chapter 4 you will be referred to Chapter 7, where the main problem areas of the duty of care are dealt with. The three elements of negligence are 1. Duty of care. Does the defendant owe the claimant a duty of care? 2. Breach. Has the defendant broken that duty? And 3. Damage. Has that breach caused the damage of a legally recognised kind to the claimant? Prior to 1932, liability in negligence was restricted by the finding of a duty of care on a case-by-case basis, primarily in situations where there was a pre-existing relationship between the parties, such as a guest and an innkeeper, or an employer and an employee. In Donoghue and Stevenson, 1932, Lord Atkin provided the first general rule for determining a duty of care. This case is also significant for its groundbreaking narrow rule, which established that manufacturers owe a duty of care in negligence to the ultimate consumer of their products.